So the last thing that I'm going to show you is how to turn off the inside one.
And there are several ways to do it.
Acrobat Reader DC.
There is.
Taskbar.
How are you going to do it?
I can press Alt F4 from the desktop. I can select Control.
In fact, through the power of editing, we're going to show you that one really quickly, how to do it with Control, and then we're going to show you a second way.
I'm going to double tap the button and go to the desktop.
Folder view list. Dropbox 1 of 16.
Now I'm going to press the letter C for Control.
C. Control 2 of 16.
I'm going to double tap the right slider. Press Enter. Whatever you feel
comfortable
doing. Home.
Braille English 8.
Stop.
So now we've got stop.
Home Windows main window.
On the Braille display. And we kind of showed this a little bit in the getting started, but this is where you can decide what screen reader you want to play with, change your gesture sensitivity, change your keyboard sensitivity. I don't want to do any of that. I'm on the stop button, so I'm going to press enter.
Shut down.
I've got shut down.
Restart.
Restart.
Hibernate.
Hibernate. And that's it. So I'm going to go back to the left.
Restart. Shut down.
And I'm going to double tap. Shut down.
Taskbar.
Double tap.
And no unavailable Braille English G2.
And the inside one is going to turn off. So when I was checking out the options to
keyboard
shut
closed.
Down, hibernate, or restart, I was using the left or right arrow keys.
And did you hear it? It said keyboard closed, and then it made the NVDA shutdown sound, because NVDA is the current screen reader we're using. That's a good indication that your inside one is about to shut down.
And my Braille display is now spongy. The dots are kind of sort of there. And that's a good way to tell that your inside one is completely powered off. There's nothing to read and it's not flat. The dots are up just a tiny, tiny, tiny bit.
So you can use Alt F4 from the desktop. You can use Control to shut down.
Or this is one we haven't done yet. I'm going to press Windows again.
Left Windows pressed. Left Start window. Cortana window. Search box edit blank.
Now I'm going to tab.
Start list. Toggle start navigation menu items collapsed. Activate to show or hide labels.
I'm going to down arrow.
User account for Insight Vision. Places list. Document. Pictures 2 of 3. Settings 3 of 3. Power.
Here is your power menu.
Press enter.
Sleep 1 of 3.
So you have sleep.
Shut down 2 of 3.
Shut down.
Restart 3 of 3.
And restart. So I'm going to go back up to shut down.
Shut down 2 of 3.
And press enter.
Start list. Keyboard closed.
And it tells you your keyboard is closed. In the case of NVDA, you hear the NVDA shutdown sound, and now the tablet is actually shutting down. Remember, you can also just press the power button at any time to put your tablet to sleep, as it were, temporarily. If you're going to be using your tablet for a significant amount of time, this is probably great because you could just unlock it or press power again to wake it up, as it were, whenever you need to. But if you're not going to be using it for a while, it's definitely best to turn it off completely, shut it down, just like any computer.
And my tablet is officially off.
And you can tell that because your Braille display
feels a little spongy.
So pay attention to the display. That'll give you the best inference as to the status of your tablet.
One thing about shutting it off, one thing that I noticed a week or so ago when I was playing with the tablet, when I shut it off, it had updates to install. And the option that I chose was shut down and install updates. So what it actually did was, is the Braille display felt spongy like it is right now, but it actually went through the installing updates process. And I didn't realize it, but luckily I wasn't working with it. But it took probably about 5 minutes or so to power off, but you really had no idea that it was not powered off. So when you power it off, just power it off and either do what I didn't do, which was actually listen to the prompt, and then you would know that it might take a little bit longer to power off, or just power it off and put it away, and it will eventually turn off.
And when you're doing that, the prompt will tell you update and shut down or update and restart. So definitely pay attention to what the prompts are telling you so you'll know if you get into that situation.
Exactly.